Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program here. You can join us, bring up whatever you want to talk about. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And, of course, the phones are open for you. You can bring up anything that you want coming up. Apparently, somebody has predicted a 100% chance of recession within the next 12 months. Aria's got that story for us.
As far as predictions go, that's a pretty mild prediction, right? Like, just about predict one by the end of the year.
Well, I mean, given that the White House has redefined what the word recession meant, if you recall, it was like within the last couple months, there was big headlines about how the White House was denying that a recession is two declining quarters of GDP, I think, was the old definition. And in fact, if you look it up, you can still see that the UK still has that definition of it, apparently. And that's already happened this year. So by that definition, which has like been the long-running accepted definition of what is a recession, we're already there.
Well, that's what governments do, right? When things get bad and they don't like it, they just change definitions to convince people that things aren't really as bad as they actually are.
Exactly. Just move the goalposts.
Yeah, they did the same thing with how they measure inflation and the increase in prices as a result of inflation. Of course, they redefined the entire formula. So we're going to measure this differently now. And, you know, it just hides and obfuscates what they're actually doing.
Kind of like the court system, like they just give new words to normal things so that way it sounds like they're talking about something else.
Mm-hmm. Like person when they're actually talking about a corporation, that kind of thing.
I haven't heard that.
You've never heard that a person is defined legally as a corporation in addition to a flesh and
bone? Like a human being
a
corporation?
I don't know. Maybe it sounds like some of these stuff that, you know, the, quote, sovereign citizens talk about.
Well, sovereign citizens are absolutely right about that. That's the crazy world of legal land, is words don't necessarily mean what you think they mean. Sometimes, you know, they mean things that are completely bizarre, like person meaning a corporation.
Yeah, I seem to recall some president or some Republican or someone catching heat for saying that corporations are people too or something like that.
Yes, there's been a long controversy about this, like sort of in mainstream media, and not media, but like mainstream society or whatever, and it's a long settled legal question is corporations are persons, according to legal land.
These fictitious entities that don't actually exist.
Correct.
Well, that's why they can say, like, it's you versus the United States, because the United States is a corporation,
correct.
And that means it's a person.
It's a quote-unquote person.
Well, humans have a long history of doing this sort of thing, of imagining these groups, which are just imaginary concepts. Max Stirner, who referred to them as spooks, you know, these illusionary, imaginary things that humans only believe exist, like governments or any organization or any group, when in reality, only the individual item within that group exists.
If you want to join the show, you can hear. The number is 603-283-6160. So since we're going to talk about money, and we'll get into the recession story here in a moment, here's a spooky story from NPR. Halloween candy is up 13%. This year, as you know, the prices of everything have been going up due to inflation. Inflation, of course, is the increase in the money supply. That is why prices go up. And according to NPR, it is for those who prefer a treat over trick will be paying 13.1% more than last year. According to the most recent inflation report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it's the largest yearly jump in candy prices that the CPI has ever recorded. Previously, For comparison, it took 9 years from 1997 to 2006 for candy prices to rise 13%. And now it took just 1 year.
I'm not at all surprised by this. I'm just curious how most people hear this and they don't immediately understand that 13-ish percent is the actual inflation number that we're dealing with and not the
8.1%.
Yeah, that the government says. It's pretty obvious that if the actual price has increased by 13-plus percent, then that's the actual inflation value, even though that's not even what inflation is. But if we accept that that increase in prices is the inflation, it's still actually 13%.
You could say it's at least 13% because it could be higher. Right. You have to remember the different things are priced differently, right? So energy is going up at a higher clip, for instance, than food is. And we may see changes in all of these categories over time. I was talking with somebody yesterday, I think it was, who was saying that farmers in the United States, because they can't get the same amount of pesticides and fertilizers that they were able to get previously, that they've had to turn to using manure instead of fertilizer to grow their food, and there's not as much of that available. So therefore, there's not as many crops that are being manufactured in the United States. Therefore, prices on food are going to go up, and some of those things haven't hit yet. So those prices haven't yet increased in some of the categories of food because they're harvesting now, right?
So that's, right, so we'll see those next year or the year after.
Yeah, well, it'll be next year, right, because food only keeps for so long. But I was also giving you an example of something that I saw at the Mouseprint website, which is that consumer news site that looks at the prices of looks at the sizes of bottles and packaging and things, and they've been the best people at categorize or like sort of cataloging the different shrinkflations that have been happening.
What was the website called?
Mouseprint.org. Okay. You know, you look at the fine print, kind of, that's what their site's about. And they reported on the Florida's Natural brand orange juice that now, to their credit, it's on the front of the package. They didn't, like, throw it on the backside in small print. But it is on the front of the package that now they're getting some amount of their orange juice from Mexico. Because they didn't have the crops. Yeah, it's Florida's Natural or whatever. That's the brand. There's still some orange juice from Florida in there.
Yeah.
But it might be 50-50 at this point. We don't know. And that's because the crops in Florida, they didn't have as many as they
did. Isn't Brazilian orange juice supposed to be better anyway? Like, tastes better?
I don't know. I never heard that. But another thing I saw this week was I had to go to Nashua, and Ian asked if I would bring back Chick-fil-A. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't mind that as far as fast food because they cook their food in peanut oil. I said that to Ian, like, mm-hmm. before I left. And when I got there, I actually ordered first, and then I was like, oh, yeah, let me make sure. And I looked at the menu, and it says we could cook our chicken in peanut oil. We cook our fries in canola oil. And I was like, what the? I've always thought, oh, Chick-fil-A is not as bad because it's in peanut oil. So I can't find the exact year they stopped doing it, but on Chick-fil-A's website, I just found confirmation that they used to cook the waffle fries in peanut oil, too, and now they do canola oil, and it's cheaper. That's why people do that. So
that's a shame.
But if they already have the peanut oil, what's the...
Well, just the amounts they use go down. Like, I worked at a nice...
If it's cheaper to use canola oil, then they would switch that out. Right.
I guess. It just seems like more work than is necessary. If you're already using peanut oil for the chicken, just use peanut oil for the fries, right?
They probably have like a fryer and a chicken fryer.
Do they fry the chicken on the site?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I worked at a nice Mediterranean restaurant in San Antonio. Not like super fancy, but pretty nice. It's definitely not like fast food. And you know how you get oil on the table? This was even back in... beginning of 2020 or 2019.
Yeah, you dip the bread in there with the spices.
Yeah, with the bread and the nice spices in the oil. We always mixed it half and half canola oil, olive oil, and they would always be like, don't tell anyone that. Like, just say it's olive oil. But it's, or like, if they ask, just say, oh, it's olive oil. Because it's not a lie. Just also canola oil.
How much money could they possibly save with this nonsense? It's got to be fractions of a penny on the dollar.
But you go through so much of that oil. Like, we refilled a big old tub of it, like, twice a day.
But you would think at a fancy restaurant, you wouldn't want to cut back like that.
It's like, you can't even tell. That's the thing. It tastes like olive oil.
Yeah, well, that's why they're doing it, because they think they're going to get away with it, but...
Well, they probably do, but it seems like it would be a silly cost-saving measure.
The owners were terrible. I'll just say that.
Must have been. The number here is 603-283-6160. So candy up over 13%. We'll get into a little bit more about related price increases. Sugar, according to the story, up over 17%. So, yeah. This is not going to get better anytime soon. And you can share your thoughts as well. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. hoping you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We were talking about inflating prices, which, of course, is a symptom of actual inflation, and that is the increase in the money supply. Candy prices up over 13% compared to last year. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And you can join us, of course, over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Also, want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has a variety of features, including some introductory videos that you can watch. Just click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com, and that'll take you over to those videos. If you're really pressed for time, just watch the first one. I think it'll take you just 3 minutes or so, and you'll get down some of the new ideas, some basic concepts around cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Of course, you can dig in deeper. They've got more videos and information there. They've got a great news site at news.bitcoin.com. And you can even buy your first coins, crypto coins there. You can buy, don't forget, you don't need to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction. You can buy a 1% or less if you want of a Bitcoin. So don't be dissuaded by the high price tag. Because remember, right now, one Bitcoin is like 19,000 and some, maybe 19,500, somewhere in that range today. But again, if you...
It's gained a lot over the last 2 years.
It has. It's still higher than it was a few years ago, that's for sure, even though it's quote-unquote down from where it was just 1 year ago, where it hit like 68,000. Could it get that high again? It certainly could. Will the dollar ever go up in value? No, it won't. So, you know, you decide what to do, but you should learn the basics first. Just go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started. We go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We've got Gwyneth. She's on the line calling from Victoria, Australia. Go ahead, Gwyneth.
Hello there. How are you today?
Hey, great. You sound, by the way, really good. I know you've called before, and sometimes it's been hard to hear you, but you sound really good tonight. Go ahead.
Oh, that's good. I bought a new cell phone a little while ago.
That might have done it.
So that's probably it. But what I was wanting to talk about today was our quote-unquote dear leader here in Victoria, Daniel Andrews. Oh, boy, what a piece of work he is. We've got massive floods here in Victoria at the moment because, I mean, the other week we had over 100 millimetres of rain fall in a single day. So, and that's, like, just caused, you know, some areas there's the rivers are running at 90 metres, over 90 metres. So
okay.
That's the Murray River at Echuca. Is, I think it's running at about 96 metres or something like that. That's pretty high if you think. And normally it might run at like 10 or 20 metres. It's a big river.
Yeah, that's an enormous difference. I mean, he's saying that it's running 90 metres. That doesn't mean much unless we know what the river normally is at.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So there's a lot of flooding, you're saying?
There's a lot of flooding. But Daniel Andrews, his response was just jaw-dropping the other day. He had a press conference, and it was broadcast on the ABC News Australia. And he said that they were opening up the – do you remember the COVID concentration camps?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Broadcast all over in Victoria? Well, Daniel Andrews has said on a public press conference here in Victoria that he would be opening up the COVID, he calls them quarantine centres, but we all know what they are, for people who can't live in their homes who have had to evacuate to move into the COVID quarantine concentration camps.
These are, you're saying for the people who cannot live in a flooded home, you're saying people who've had flooded homes will be allowed to live there.
Will they be allowed to leave at least?
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound half bad. I mean, it sounds like an option for people.
These places, the last time they were open, they had police guards on them. And, they are, you know, who's to say that he's not just going to say, well, we're going to put guards on the door again? He hasn't said that.
This guy's a scumbag. There's no doubt about it. I just pulled up. I thought the name.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I just pulled up the name. The name sounded familiar, and I just wanted to see what he looked like. And I definitely remember seeing video of him being an absolute tyrant during the COVID.
Was he the one that was saying, like, oh, you can't walk so far on the parchment paper, not parchment, but pat?
I don't recall if he was that one or not. There were a bunch of really baddies down there.
Him.
Okay,
yeah. I remember something like that.
He was the same one who authorized our local goon squad, the Victoria Police, who have a logo which is literally a baphomet. Satanic star. Okay, I think I pointed that out last time.
Yeah, I think we went and we looked that one up. Yeah, that was interesting.
They had Victoria police officers literally slamming people's heads into the pavement at the main railway station for absolutely no reason.
Yeah.
And I think that guy actually died.
What is the current COVID status there? So it sounds like they've closed the COVID camps. Are people still, you know, being forced to do things like mask, or what's the current legal situation there with COVID?
Well, what's happening is if you're vaccinated, life is normal. If you're not vaccinated, you can't go to a bunch of places.
Really? Are people actually checking for vaccinations, though, or is it just sort of like an honor system thing?
At the entry places to these places, then, like, for instance, public libraries,
mm-hmm.
you cannot go to a public library.
What are they doing at the entrance? Are they scanning a code
or
something?
Checking your cell phone for your COVID app.
Okay. Losing libraries, not really a big deal. You can't work.
You cannot work at any regular job unless you got a vaccination.
Whoa, okay, that's pretty extreme.
Even from home.
Wow.
If you have an employer doing a regular job where you're paid a wage,
mm-hmm.
you can't do that unless you're vaccinated.
What about contractors?
People have got various ways around that, which, you know, use your imagination to figure it out. But is being a contractor a way around that?
Meaning if you're not an employee but you work under a contract, is that a way to get around it?
Contractors are required to be vaccinated.
How are they getting around it, then?
Subcontractors. I'm not prepared to say on air.
I was thinking that a lot of them are faking it. I know the one that they rolled out in New York or New Jersey or whatever it was, you could trick it with, like, a menu from a restaurant or whatever.
The code scanner?
Yeah, it asked you to take a picture of your vaccine passport or your vaccine card or whatever, uh-huh. and then it would use artificial intelligence or something like it to say, yes, this is a valid vaccine card or whatever, and it would say, yes, this person's good.
It's not very intelligent.
It's like government.
People are just really, really creative. They're using a number of methods. I'm not going to talk about any of them.
Well, I wish that you would call another night and tell us about that. Gwyneth, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the update from Down Under. The number here, 603-283-6160. It sounds like it's still pretty bad down there if everybody has to be vaccinated in order to work, which, thank goodness, that is not a requirement here, at least in most places that I'm aware of in the United States. There's more coming up, and you can join the show. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's central bank isn't done raising interest rates. Speaking over the weekend in Washington, D.C., President of the St. Louis Fed Reserve, James Bullard, notes rates could be raised by 0.75 percentage point in November and December. The Fed has been steadily hiking rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation. A small plane went down in a South Florida neighborhood shortly after takeoff from an airport.
We can confirm that there are 2 fatalities, unfortunately, in regards to why the plane crashed, what happened. That is an investigation that NTSB will be handling.
Tanya Ruiz with Miramar Police isn't identifying the victims yet. For now, the plane is nosed down between 2 homes in the city northwest of Miami. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join us, of course, and bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Whatever happens to be on your mind, 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by great listeners here. The AMPS program will allow you to get behind what we do. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us get the word out about Freedom to more great radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board. And you get some cool perks like access to the AMP Only podcast. That AMP Only podcast has the full radio show with no recorded commercials included, so it is a nice way to get all that content. And you can easily include that in any of your favorite podcast clients using the link that they give you over at Patreon when you sign up at amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you right over to our Patreon. That's amps.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about inflation and how it is hitting the prices of candy as people prepare to go into the Halloween season. Decorations are starting to go up, and good luck finding a bag of candy for the, you know, the kids for less than $10 these days. I mean, it's, I'm talking about like the big bags, right, with like a bunch of pieces in them. They are expensive.
I bought one a few weeks ago for work. It was like $25, and it was,
wow.
I mean, it was a fairly large bag, but it seemed like it was probably more than it should have cost.
Ours is going to be at least close to expired because we got it on sale. after Halloween last year at Aldi is really cheap.
Candy almost never expires, yeah. though. That's
yeah, it's just like sugar.
Yeah, it's pretty shelf-stable for a very long time, which is why I always recommend buying your Halloween candy after Halloween. Just make sure you go in the next day. This is like, you know, frugal person's tip here.
I mean, it's not even that frugal, right? I mean, most people are going to eat their Halloween candy after Halloween, and that's when it's also cheapest.
Right, no, but I mean to give out to the kids. So I go into Walmart or whatever the next day, if I remember. If not, then, oh well, whatever. But if I remember to go in, you know, there's usually some left at that point, and they've usually got it marked down by 50%.
Yep, so, even the giant bags.
Yeah, even the big bags. So and you just snatch up a couple big bags of it, stow it away until next year, and no one cares. No one knows.
I've been really good. There's been that giant bag of, like, Three Musketeers in our house for a whole year, and I think I've only eaten, like, two of them.
Nice job. So, according to the story here at NPR.org, candy prices are up 13.1% compared to last year. And as a comparison, it took a decade, or 9 years, from 1997 to 2006 for candy prices to rise 13% previously. So now it did it in 1 year. The price of candy, according to this story, has risen 2% since just August.
Well, what about the 4th of July dinner?
What about it?
Remember when Biden said it went down 30 cents?
I think he said that in 2021.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not true this year.
Probably not true at all, yeah.
They didn't make that claim this year. So, again, the price has risen just 2% since August, so that's really pretty high for just 1 month. Sweets of all kinds are costlier than last year, driven by major increases in the price of sugar and flour. Sugar is up over 17% since last September. Supply chain disruptions and a poor beet sugar production year have all helped contribute. Flour prices have risen even more at 24%.
What was this, flour?
Flour.
Good Lord.
And remember, this cost goes into making other things, so therefore the cost of things that are made with flour are going to go up as well, in addition to shipping costs, which are higher due to gas prices being higher, and, you know, all of this stuff just keeps layering on top of one another to make things worse.
I heard something else disturbing about flour this week. Apparently, like, you're almost certainly eating bugs if you're eating flour. Like, bugs just get in there.
Oh, you mean like an accidental thing, not that they're making bug flour or cricket flour.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, as a general rule, I just assume that all American food has some amount of bugs in it. I mean, some trace amount
of bugs.
True.
Yeah.
It's like cigarettes, too. Like, they have trace amounts of bugs in them. Ran into the tobacco thing.
Well, that figures. I mean, you're grinding up an S ton of plants, so of course there's going to be some beetles and whatever else.
Apparently a really bad audit, like, that they would, lots of anti-smoking campaigns would bring up is, like, they went in there and they found, like, crushed up rats, too, like, rats that had gotten in. But I heard that when I was, like, in elementary school, so.
So, to help drive up the cost of cakes, cupcakes, and cookies by 16% since just last September, frozen and refrigerated baked goods are up more than 20%. Americans collectively are expected to spend about $3.1 billion on candy this season, according to the National Retail Federation, the industry trade group.
That is so much freaking candy. What is that per person? That's like $8 per person, something along those lines.
A $15 bag of assorted Halloween-sized candies on that $15 bag, a 13% increase means about $2. Costumes also might be more expensive than usual. While the CPI report doesn't specifically track costumes, the price of clothing has also increased 5.5% since last year. And those crafty enough to make handmade costumes will feel the pinch even more. Sewing machines, fabric, and supplies are up 11% since last September. You cannot escape this. There is no escape from inflation except to get your value out of the U.S. dollar and out of the government fiat central bank currencies. That's the only way out of this.
Right, because then whatever it is that you're holding instead of the USD is also increasing in value by roughly the same amount.
Well, we can't say that for sure, right? Because if you
That's
actually look...
That's the theory, though.
I think maybe over time that may prove to be true. Certainly it has proven to be true with precious metals over time.
At least it's usually not lowering as fast as the dollar.
That's generally true as well.
So you're saving yourself from that.
Asterisk, small print here, day to day, that's not always the case, right? So like right now, gold per ounce is down lower than it's been in my recollection as far as the last year or two. Gold has peaked as high as $2,000 per ounce. But it is currently at $1,650 per ounce.
Wow, that is significantly lower than I thought. Last I heard, it was like $1,800 or $1,900. Of course, I don't follow the price of gold that closely.
Yeah,
but
I got
it's
one
like
of these.
In 10 years, it'll probably be like in some little dip that never really mattered. Like if you bought your
that's
gold
10 true.
Years ago,
yes.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, and that's an important thing to keep in mind, Bonnie, is to zoom out because 20 years ago, gold was $300 an ounce.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's definitely up compared to a long time ago. But if you only look at the last few months or the last year, it may not really show you the sort of the full picture. And that's true with cryptocurrency as well. It's quote unquote down from last year's peak of 68,000 to around 19,500. But if you zoom out 5 years, you'll see it's up quite a bit compared to just a few years ago. So you always want to zoom out on these long-term investments, these other alternatives that you can use to get yourself out of the government money system. But again, day to day, there's never any guarantees, period.
Right.
But remember, they can manipulate the price of gold to some extent by essentially selling gold that doesn't exist. And we're starting to see companies that could be doing this with cryptocurrency as well. Any company that sells you quote-unquote Bitcoin but doesn't allow you to withdraw the Bitcoin from the system to send to your own wallet.
Apparently banks are doing that.
Yeah, we just heard about it from some reporters in town that say that European banks are starting to offer crypto, so quote-unquote Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, but they won't allow you to withdraw them.
It's, you know, investment only.
Yeah, so that means you need to be really, really careful, because if you cannot have the coins yourself, same thing's true with gold and silver. If you don't have physical possession of those things, there's no guarantee you actually own them. And so that's one of the ways they can artificially decrease the value of gold by essentially selling more than actually exists, and therefore driving the price down or keeping it from rising at the rate that it otherwise should.
Right, because if not everyone is cashing in those gold certificates or whatever,
right.
Then they don't actually need to have the physical gold.
Correct. So,
all the more reason not to get into that silly gold certificates, the actual gold.
I agree. But the point being that it keeps the price of gold down generally. So, you know, some would argue that gold should be $3,000 to $5,000 an ounce right now if it actually, the supply and the demand weren't being manipulated, or the supply weren't being manipulated. Obviously, they can't really manipulate demand. But there's more coming up here. You can join us. That's why I say, you know, beware. There's no guarantees on these alternatives, but at the very least, they can't print gold and they can't print crypto. They can't print out Bitcoin from the federal.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want to talk about here. We've been talking about money because, well, that's, for a lot of people, the number one issue right now. And it should be, because it's a huge concern. You know, those who are having a tough time making ends meet, well, it's even tougher now. And some people who were able to make ends meet before are now having a tough time making ends meet because prices are going up on absolutely everything. With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. We're also big fans of alternative currencies, which is what we were just talking about a moment ago. The only way to get out of inflation, to get out from the punishing increases of all of the prices. We were just going over some of the different product categories, like candy. For Halloween candies, up 13% just compared to last year. Sugar up 17%. All kinds of products that go into the products that you buy, all going up in price. And, you know, of course, as the gas price goes up, everything else is going up as a result of that, because you have to truck the things from point A. There's just no end to it, except if you do something to protect the wealth that you have created. Now, there are different ways to do this. Some people like things like real estate or business investments. And, you know, I'm not going to say there's necessarily anything wrong with various different types of investments. Of course, the price of real estate right now is apparently taking a dive, according to a story over at nypost.com. Home asking prices are tumbling at a record pace as people are no longer buying at the rate that they were just 1 year ago. And that's because the government keeps increasing the interest rates. And so because the interest rates are going up, home mortgage rates are going up, and now fewer buyers are interested in buying houses as a result of that. So therefore, the sellers are having to slash their prices in order to keep buyers interested. So, I mean, there's all kinds of ramifications.
Is that
here.
All over the U.S.?
I haven't gotten all those details yet, but if it's not affecting an area near you, you can better believe it is affecting some areas for sure. So what can you do? Well, we did talk about how gold and silver are an option, and Bullion Max bullionmax.com can help you with that. If you go to bullionmax.com/FTL, it'll actually take you to their gold back page where you can buy gold that you can actually use. Because it's cool to buy gold ounces and silver ounces and stick them in a safe and then, you know, hope that they're going to do something for you in however many years. I mean, I guess the idea there is it would protect, in theory, would protect your wealth from inflation.
But I don't know about gold backs for that purpose,
that's
though.
What I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with buying the gold and the silver ounces. It's just they don't do much besides protect your wealth.
Right.
You just sit them in a safe and hope that they go up in value over time.
Don't put them in a safe. That's the first place robbers always look.
Okay, then bury them underground or wherever it is. You got to be careful with that, too, though. You got to remember where you buried them, make sure you sealed them properly, and there's a whole thing. So do something to keep them out of the robbers' hands, including the government robbers as well. BullionMax.com, they got all those things. You know, ounces, half ounces, they've got a whole selection of different options, bars, you know, you name it, silver, gold. BullionMax.com has all that stuff. But if you want gold, you can actually spend. And you got to go with the gold back. There's just no other option for it. They're amazing, beautiful, interchangeable gold money that you can carry in your wallet made of real gold. Bonnie and I were able to spend them at a hippie convention that we went to over the weekend.
The Mind, Body, and Spirit. Oh, man, I don't know now. The Mind, Body, and Spirit.
Expo?
Maybe Expo?
Yeah. But yeah, we spent them there. In fact, it would have been fun to have set up a table and to actually vend them, but we didn't find out about it until, like, the day before.
Yeah, it's cool that in New Hampshire you can find hippies at a hippie convention that will understand gold and think it's awesome. And crypto. I had a crypto shirt on that I got complimented by the same hippies. And also, they made a comment about how the war in Ukraine is BS and money laundering. I was like, wow, actual anti-war hippies.
Yeah.
I mean, we have the old school hippies in Vermont and New Hampshire, don't we?
These two were from Vermont.
Yeah, just right over the border. Oh, yeah.
But they live near here.
I mean, they're not the California hippies. They're the actual old school anti-war, probably baked their brains with unhealthy LSD. Amounts of LSD back in the 60s and 70s. And, you know, but, you know, they didn't make them stupid or anything. It just made them eccentric.
Yeah, it was interesting. So they like the gold backs. They were very excited about it, more than happy to accept it. And you can try this as well. Get your gold backs at bullionmax.com/FTL. And, of course, they got all the ounces and silver and gold products that you can want if that's what you're into. And I recommend checking their inventory out. Bullionmax.com/FTL. So we were talking about the rise in prices on food products. Also, home prices are dropping. Coming up, we're going to get into recession predicted at 100%, like basically a guarantee within the next year, according to somebody Aria is going to tell us about here in a moment. But according to nypost.com, see here, this is real estate report from a firm called Redfin shows home sellers are slashing their asking prices at a record clip as surging mortgage rates are driving a downturn in the U.S. housing market. About 7.9% of home listings reported price drops during the four-week period ending October 9th.
I saw that. Man, our friend Mark Edge lucked out selling his house.
Just in time.
Well, I think he did have to take a break on his, didn't he? Did he get asking price on that one? I feel like he had to drop a little on his asking price.
I think he did, but he...
That's pretty normal, though.
There was a good reason for doing it, if I recall correctly.
I think it was to get the sale done quickly or something like that. But yeah, he was like right on the precipice of, okay, it's time to get moving on this. That figure marked a record high and a significant uptick compared to the same period last year when only 4% of listings reported price cuts. Prospective home buyers and sellers barely had time to get used to 5.5% mortgage rates over the summer before they rose to nearly 7% this month. The second sharp rate increase this year, together with nerves about inflation and the direction of the economy, is dragging home sale activity down further than it was over the summer and pushing home buyer sentiment down near its all-time low.
Well, I can only imagine.
Wow.
I mean, they're already going broke. No, I mean, they're already living paycheck to paycheck, more than half of them. On top of that, the prices of electricity is going up, the prices of heating oil is going up, gasoline, food, all of these things are going up.
Right.
So when something goes wrong with your house, not to mention the lumber shortage that wouldn't have to be, you know, if some kid, you know, puts a hole in the wall or whatever, well, that'd probably be drywall. But still, the cost of all of these materials and all of these things is just constantly going up. Owning a home is expensive.
Yeah, that's right. Well, renting's not getting cheaper either, right?
Like, it's not.
Some rentals have been going up 30 to 40% year to year.
It's pretty clear from a outside viewpoint, and, you know, I'm on the inside, but it's inescapably clear that the system, the economic model playing out in the United States right now is on the verge of collapsing. It's collapsing as we speak.
It's a slow motion collapse, but it is.
And with all this stuff going on, people still just think that it's their renters being rude, that their rent is going up.
Well, that's
a girl that I know from high school complaining about, like, the renters in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what the communist ideology that they've been exposed to for the last several decades has convinced them of. It's not any of these things. Being a homeowner is not a legitimate job or anything like that. I mean, it's just
the evil landlord.
Yeah, the landlords are just being greedy. That's all.
No, the landlord's got rent. You know, they've got a mortgage to pay, and they've got property taxes to pay, and property taxes aren't going down. So
rent should be illegal. Have you seen that one?
Oh, yeah, that's what the commies believe, for sure. Buying activity in the once red-hot U.S. housing market has considerably slowed as higher mortgage rates make it difficult to afford homes. A 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.92% last week, which is more than double the rate for the same week 1 year earlier. So if you had bought a home a year ago, you would have gotten a better mortgage rate. Of course, that was the crazy rush of people buying houses, so the negative side would be that you paid a lot more than maybe you otherwise should have. And so the good side of the rates going up now is prices are going to come down. So I don't know, which way would you rather have it, a $150,000 home at a 7% rate or a $300,000 home at a 3.5% rate? Honestly, I don't know which one is a worse situation offhand.
It's a lot of numbers. It's way too many for me to even attempt to process off the top of my head. But, Bonnie, you just made me remember that before I moved to New Hampshire, I argued with other libertarians online, because that's what libertarians outside of New Hampshire do. They argue with one another online. And I had totally forgotten about the existence of the Libertarian Socialists and the Libertarian Socialist Caucus and their little catchphrase, rent is stuff.
Wow.
I've completely forgotten about the existence of these. I mean, that's because they're ineffective as activists, obviously,
sure.
And that they're not worth remembering. But there's this whole sect of libertarians who hashtag rent is stuff.
The anti-work people, too. Aren't they also
libertarian socialist is a new name to me. I've heard of anarcho-socialists.
They're anarcho-communists.
Yeah.
But they call themselves libertarian socialists. I'm fine with that.
It sounds nicer.
If they're actual anarcho-communists and they don't want to involve a state, sure, whatever.
If you want to join the show here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. On the other hand, if you do get a home loan and you get a 30-year home loan, if you have no penalty to paying it off early, if they go into hyperinflation, $300,000 might not even buy a loaf of bread eventually. And so you just pay off your home loan and, you know, one lump sum. That's worst case scenario. But more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.